Welcome to the KWM Market Minute podcast, where we will discuss the market headlines you need to know as you start your week. I'm Jordan Ricciardi, a Senior Wealth Strategy Associate, and I'm joined by Jason Katz, who's a UBS Managing Director, Private Wealth Advisor, and Senior Portfolio Manager. We are located in the Manhattan Market in New York and can be reached at katzgroup at ubs.com. Good morning, Jason. It is August 10th, Monday morning. Let's talk about Q2 earnings. What a strong Q2 earnings, but really, how good was it?
I mean, Jordan, nothing short of breathtaking.
Wow. Say more about that.
Well, in spite of the headwinds of war, high oil, sticky inflation, markets at the end of the day care about one thing, namely profits. And we are in an earnings super cycle. 85% of the S&P companies that have reported have beaten estimates. But more importantly, year-over-year earnings growth is on track to grow over 50%. Now, obviously, some of that are one-offs, whether it be the high energy earnings or Anthropic valuation going up for the hyperscalers that own a piece of it. But still, operating leverage is going off the chart. So earnings are the pulse of this market. So at present, the wall of worry looks like it's crumbling.
This all sounds great. 50%+ sounds amazing. But yet we cannot avoid the jobs report last week because it did change the Fed's conversation.
Yeah, jobs didn't yell slow down, but they did raise their voice and the Fed best listen. And payrolls dropped. I mean, some of this is World Cup related. Unemployment did fall to 4.1%, but for the wrong reason. And that's because the labor market is shrinking a bit. And there are those that say that this is making the Fed's job a little bit more challenging. We take the other side of that. Inflation obviously is a little higher than it should be, if not a lot higher. But the direction of travel is pointing in the right direction. There is, however, less labor cushion. There's less room for error with the job market thinning. So the Fed can't ignore that. So their next move is no move. And then from there, we believe you get a rate cut.
Okay, so you're a betting man that by end of year, nothing or a rate cut?
I would say nada this year. Next year, expect one to maybe up to three rate cuts.
Okay, great. It'll be a 2027, hopefully, fingers crossed. Jason, thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you tune in for next week's episode. Have a great day.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional guidance. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and broker services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the arrangements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review our client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and a member of FINRA and SIPC.